In this webinar, I'm going to show you a new framework that I learned originally from marketing guru Robert Middleton in Canada. Robert allowed me, gave me permission to use his framework, and I've developed a lot of it since then into my own methodology, my own style, and used it to show my clients and prospective clients the difference between marketing and selling, and the baseball game, which is what Robert showed me. The outline of the baseball game is perfect. It's a perfect game to use as the framework or analogy for marketing versus selling. You may ask, why don't I use an English game? Well, let me show you why baseball is so perfect for this, and you'll agree with me, I'm sure. Baseball, I know, has some very complex rules, but there's some very simple rules too. There's some basics that need to be understood. It's very much like our English game of rounders that we played as children, and you can forget all the complex things, just concentrate on the very, very simple things. Simple things like, you know what, you have to get yourself ready, you have to get yourself kitted up, you have to have the right equipment, you have to go to a base, we call the home base, the plate, and you have to wallop the ball, and then you have to run like crazy. Someone tries to catch the ball and get you out, and you run around in a big diamond-shaped pitch, and you get back to home base, and that's the first run. Let's just have a look at that in a little bit more detail, and you begin to understand the framework rather better. Have a look at the pitch. Here you'll see a baseball pitch outlined in graphic form, and we'll simplify it even further, but in broad terms, let me just take a highlighter here. You and I come into the home base here, having prepared somewhere else. Okay, we've come from somewhere else, a preparation room, typically called a locker room. We go to home base, we grab the bat, and we try and wallop the ball. The ball is pitched from this circle here, where the pitcher stands, obviously, and then we try and wallop the ball, and then we run around the pitch, don't we? We just use a spotlight for that. We run all the way around this pitch, like this, until we get to home base. That's it, really. Not very many more rules than that that you and I need to understand and focus on. Let's turn that into a more simple graphic form that you and I can follow and use throughout our marketing strategy discussions on the attraction pillar. Here's the locker room. You and I need to kit up and prepare there and get ourselves ready to play the game. Otherwise, we can't even walk onto the pitch and engage in the game. We then go to the home base, and here we stand, grab the bat, and wait for someone to throw the ball at us, and then we're into the game. We have a chance of actually scoring. We then run from the home base to the first base. We stop there, and then we move on. If we're really going into a big run, we move on from first base to the second base. And if we're really, really lucky, in one go, we could move from second to third base. And to make a complete run, we run all the way from third base until we reach home without getting stumped or caught or whatever the rules are. That's it, really. There's another area where the team wait, either just before they're batting or after they batted, they're waiting to see what happens to the rest of their team, waiting to take their turn on bat. That's the dugout. That then is the basic diamond shape framework that you and I want to use to understand marketing. Let's take that a little bit deeper, and I'll show you the difference between marketing and selling in outline terms. We'll create this framework. There it is, the diamond pitch. And we have a preparation area. We have a lot to prepare before you can join the game of marketing and win that game. There's a massive amount of preparation to be done. And we're going to spend many sessions on that preparation alone. If you don't get your preparation right in marketing, you won't have a chance of playing in the game and getting onto home base and moving to first, second, and third. Then once you've got to home base with the client, they've agreed to join you and agreed to be part of your service, to have your service delivered to them. You then got to deliver the service, that's where the dugout area was, and deliver it effectively so that you can retain that client and indeed win referrals from that brilliant service of yours. However, let's just have a look at dividing this pitch into two, right-hand side, left-hand side. Can you see that? The right-hand side, and this is what's so beautiful about this graphic and about the baseball game, the right-hand side lends itself to completely to marketing activities. The left-hand side, after the second base, lends itself to selling activities. Now, let me be really clear here. Second base is the first meeting you have with a prospective client. Between home, when you start to play the game in business, and second base, when you first meet the client, there's a whole mass of marketing activities that those who are superb at business, not at financial planning necessarily, but at business, do brilliantly well, and they win and attract the best quality clients who are ready to pay them the highest levels of fees. So everything regarding marketing happens before the second base, before, in other words, the first meeting with a prospective client. Everything after that, we will term selling within the Advisor Blueprint program and within the attraction pillar sessions. So selling on this side, marketing this side. Here's the problem. Most advisors want to jump from home, in other words, the first time they almost engage with a client, the first time they hear about a client or meet them or grab their names and addresses, they want to jump from home to first meeting. They want to jump from home to the second base and miss out this journey from home to first, first to second completely. In other words, they miss out marketing. You can't do that and win the war of business. Otherwise, you're constantly playing battles of selling, winning individual clients who may not be right for your business. Whereas somebody else is playing a much bigger game than you, the war, and winning the highest quality clients. That's where you're going to win the game of business on this side. And this is where you follow up by winning the battles of selling on this side. If you avoid that part of the game, you will lose what everybody else is trying to do against you. You'll lose against your quality competition, and you'll end up picking up the scraps in selling and winning individual battles. You have to get the marketing side right, and that's why this baseball graphic is so brilliant.